Now, these are just sort of physical things. You can do this in the area of eating. You can do this in the area of your relationships. Most of our relationships are a function of paradigms. We relate to each other in the way that we have been told is the only way that you can relate. And so when someone else says something to us that we find offensive, we immediately respond with anger. And that's a paradigm. In Everyday Wisdom, this little book of quotes, my favorite quote in there is this whole idea that if you really want to improve the quality of your relationships, whatever you pay to get in here tonight, just this one little sentence will really dramatically alter your relationships. And I'm not just talking about the person that you live with. I'm talking about people that you meet on the street, people that you work with, people that wait on you in restaurants, whomever they are. When you have the choice, and you always do, to be right or to be kind, just pick kind. It's a whole new paradigm. I no longer have to be right. Whew. Now there is a shift in awareness that will lead you to higher consciousness. Someone says, you really are an asshole. And you say, I appreciate you pointing that out. You know, I really do behave like a jerk a lot. And having someone to point it out to me really probably will help me to transcend that. It's very nice of you. See, when you have... The subtitle of my new book is called Making the Decision to be Free. Making the Decision to be Free. Now, freedom... The best definition I ever heard of freedom was offered by Florinda Donner in a wonderful book called Being in Dreaming. And Florinda Donner defined it this way. She said, freedom is the absolute lack of concern about yourself. Now, that's freedom. When I was walking with Marianne Williamson in Melbourne, Australia, just a few months ago, we toured the Australia... speaking down there, and we went for a walk one day. My oldest daughter was babysitting her little girl, Emma, and we went for a walk for about 2 or 3 hours, just talking about the tour and what we were going to do on the programs and all of that. And she said to me, out of nowhere, she said, come on, Wayne, she said, tell me, do you have any secret desires? Just like, now there was a time when someone asked me that question in a park, you know, a woman, I would have come up with a sort of a crass remark. But I said, yes, I do have a secret desire. She said, what is it? I said, I would like to disappear and still be here. And I remember reading in some of Castaneda's later works saying that freedom is really a disappearing act. Like, you have to learn how to disappear your ego. And the absolute lack of concern about yourself and how things affect you and how self-absorbed you are and how important you are and their need to be right all the time and all of that. This is all stuff that is part of a paradigm that we have been taught because we believe in this ego, which stands for edging God out. Our ego is the part of us that is our false self. And I say that without qualification. It is the part of us that would have us believe that we are separate from, that we are more important than, that we are special. And I want to tell you right now, folks, if you want to understand higher awareness, you got to get off of this thing that you are special. You are not special in the eyes of God or anyone else. It implies if you're special that someone else is not, doesn't it? And if everyone is special, then we don't need a word like that, do we? To specify who is and who isn't. We are all divine creations, extensions of God. Every single one of us. No one better, no one more important, no one more advanced, no one prettier, no one more anything. And this whole idea that we have been carrying around with us about what it is that offends us and what it is that we find difficult to live with and how important it is for us to be right and to make other people wrong, all of this stuff is an absence of higher awareness. And you've got to somehow figure out a way to transcend it. And know and begin to believe in something that you can't see. Believe in something that you can't see. I wrote a story. I'm going to share just a part of it with you. It's a story that I open up this Your Sacred Self with. The story goes like this.